Hello. What's going on? This is Voodoo Priest, man. And I just want to take the time to have a segment about just flowing. I just want to flow with, you know, things that I'm thinking about and just go for the moment as far as just following that energy and following that channeling to tap into something that I feel that not only I want to discuss, but also would like to have people to think, put people to think. We are in a situation, I would say, that many of us, okay, don't have the, we're not where we want to be, you know? We're not where we want to be. We are not satisfied. And I'm not saying all of us, I'm saying a lot of us. And this, how do I know? Because I study people, because I'm around people, because I hear people. And I would say that it's just, it gets you to a point of just kind of like trying to figure things out. And many of us are afraid of things that we don't know anything about. We are programmed. We are programmed to believe, even though I don't like using the word believe, because either you know or either you don't. But believe in that sense that we're capable, because we believe those lies that have been programmed into our DNA. Because we have to understand, if it was the reason why we have pharaohs, some of our ancestors were pharaohs and they had kingdoms, is because the way they thought was powerful, positive. They follow principles. Pharaohs, or either people, any type of people that can say they have achieved some sort of success, can say that you can't achieve what your ancestors achieved and maybe more. Because we're programmed to once again believe that we're not capable of. Maybe we are afraid to be uncomfortable, because we're not used to being uncomfortable. We feel that being uncomfortable is painful. That's something you're saying to yourself, I can't accept that, because it's making me think. It's making challenge myself. And I don't feel equipped enough to be able to resist that. And even though you might say to yourself, I am a king, if you're a dude, or I am a queen, if you're a female, and you saying to yourself, and not only talk about it, but be about it by having that kingdom that you desire, not living a life of struggle. A lot of people want spells for money. They want to make money. They're not satisfied with how much they make, or they're not making enough, and they feel that they need some type of spell that can bring more abundance into their lives. And they forget a principle that in order for you to receive that, you have to work, and you have to work for it. Spirits is going to give you whatever they have to give you and whatever they want to give you. However, you got to meet them halfway. You got to do what you got to do in order for you to get that. So if we start thinking about how we can change how we think and how we can reprogram ourselves, then it will be easier to understand spirituality. It will be much easier. So people say, why are you talking about these things? This has nothing to do with spirituality. Oh, yes, it does. Yes, it does. The reason why it has to do with spirituality, because how do you expect any type of magical thing you do or anything magical that you want to manifest if you don't follow the principle of just having faith 100% in the universe? Because the universe is bigger than what you think. But once again, the universe don't lie a challenge. The universe don't like somebody just trying to figure it out. So we are afraid. We want to have so much. We want to have so much money. We want to be living so well. But how many, like, I was listening to a song and it was like, you know, they talk about everybody want to be the man. Everybody want to be the man in the middle. Everybody want to be the one with the shine. Everybody wants to be the one everybody talks about. Well, I'm not going to say everybody. A lot of people wants that. The one that shine, the one that stardom. But how many people are willing to do the work that is needed in order to claim that title? So why would the spirits provide you with something in your life? And why would the spirits give you something so big when you don't even, when you're not even ready to receive it? Because the only way that you're going to get it is by you knowing you want it and how you're going to get it. But guess what? It's going to take your sacrifice. Are you willing? Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to just stop doing the things, some of the things you're doing that are not bringing you any type of success or any type of better life? Are you willing to stop that in order for you to go after success, in order for you to go after your dreams? If your dream is not happening, or if you haven't manifested your dreams, it's because you're not working towards your dreams. You're just thinking, and you're thinking that everything you love, just by dreaming and thinking about it, it's just going to manifest. Because guess what? You are delusional. You are delusional because you're creating a reality that you know is nothing but bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So what do? Does you rather just do what you got to do instead of just talking about it? Or don't you feel like you just got to make the steps? You take the steps in order for you to make those things happen. You want to be the man in the middle. You want to be the man on the top. And what I mean by man in the middle, I mean being in the middle of everybody paying attention to you, but being on top of the game. So, yeah, what are you going to do different? What are you going to do different to go after the things that you got to go? Not for you, but for the family and for the people that you say you love. When are you going to give them a better life? When are you going to stop saying, you know, I want to give my family a better life. I want to give this a better life. I want to do this because this, that. But in order for you to get that, you have to be able to put in work. Either you're going to leave ancestral money. People say, yo, how do you burn ancestral money? What do you mean ancestral money? How do you burn it? What do you mean by that? Because guess what? Ancestral money is money that your ancestors left you, and you will leave for the people that are coming ahead of you, that will be coming from their ancestors, which will be you, will be us. That's ancestral money. How can you burn ancestral money when you don't even have ancestral money? Who came up with that ideology that ancestral money can be done magic with it? Ancestral money that you do magic for so you can create success? So if your ancestors didn't leave you anything, why are you doing the same thing? Why can't you change the cycle and say, I'm done. I'm the creator. I am the God. I am the king or the queen or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, this is Voodoo Priest, man, aka the preacher. Yeah, tonight the preacher is speaking. So now that we are in this phase, okay, we are afraid. Why are we afraid? Why we worry so much about what other people think? Why do we worry so much about whatever, instead of just saying to yourself, fuck the rest, and let me just do what the hell I gotta do, because this is my journey, this is my experience, and I'm gonna live my experience the way I'm gonna live it, with or without you, and anybody that wanna get on your way. You cannot push people to run with you if they ain't ready to run with you. But guess what? You either find you the runners that are gonna run with you, and they're going to run in your tribe, and you're going to leave those other people alone, because they are not the people that needs to be with you. Well, at that moment, maybe down the line will be a different story. Maybe not. Who knows? But you don't wait for nobody. You keep it moving. So if you start, you thinking about whatever you're thinking about, you're thinking about going to school, you're thinking about opening a business, you think whatever you need to, whatever you're thinking about, don't ask for opinion from nobody. Unless they got some similar to what you got that they can advise you. That's a waste of time. 9 times out of 10, the people that you asking for opinions, those people will give you all type of negativity and all type of negative advice, because what they are giving you and advising you about, they terrify about even trying to do it. So they want to put their fears on you. Stop that. You see what I mean? If you have no faith, if you don't want to invest in your life, you ain't ready to have the life that you want, and you ain't ready to give people the life that you want. You have to invest. You have to invest. I have heard people speaking, and God, thank God, woo, papa, that I'm saying that now I can speak more than 5 minutes, because before it was only 5 minute segments. Now it's, I think, up to an hour or more, but I'm glad, so I can speak more. And I heard people saying, yeah, I want this and I got that. And your social proof is not convincing me. You know, whatever you're talking about makes no sense. Because people want to have that crown once again. They want to have that crown. So their ego is so big that they don't want to ask anybody for some type of help, because they feel that those people that they're asking for help for are going to look at them as inferior. So guess what? Their ego is so fucking big that they are not wanting to ask the person or anybody for help, because they don't want to be looked like that. They don't want to be humble. So they lose an opportunity. People say, oh, but you know what? I don't ask anybody for anything. Well, guess what? That's you. That's your problem. So don't complain. Because if you're smart enough, and I'm not saying for people to do this or not, because this topic right here, right now, what I'm saying right now, it could be very debatable. People can say whatever they want to say. But if you're telling me that I need to create something out of nothing and I got to ask people for it, you best believe I would ask. Because guess what? If you don't ask, you don't eat. So you ask. And you know what? Why do people say, yo, this person asked me for this, this person asked me for that? Who cares what they say? Because you still got what you wanted. Capiche? You're going to have me speaking Italian now. Like, I'm ready to speak some Italian up in here. So stop it. You know what I mean? Start believing in yourself. Stop knowing that you are a king and you have a kingdom. Start knowing that you rule the world. You rule your reality, because your reality is created by your thoughts and your actions. If you want to be in a better place, look for those that are in a better place and hang with them. Don't complain about everybody around you always nagging and talking negative. Well, why are you entertaining them, and why are you still hanging with them? Dumbo, stop it. I'm telling you, some people have just these little mosquito brains. Can at least you have a grow to a roach brain? So all I'm saying is this. People want things, act on it. Go after what you want. Do what you have to do. If you don't have a job and you haven't had a job in so long, don't blame the spirits or the energy and you think that you giving you a spiritual cleansing is going to get you a job and it's going to change your reality. Guess what? It ain't going to change unless you get your fat ass up and do what you got to do. Or narrow ass. If you got no ass. And just do it. Anyway, I think I needed to vent. I think I feel much better now. You know, I said what I had to say. Sometimes we just got to express ourselves. And why not express it to your audience? You know, so people can get to know you. I hope and I pray the ancestors. Because guess what? Answers equals ancestors. They give you the answers, which they already do if you learn how to meditate. And you ask for the answers, to your questions. And you're able to pay attention, take notes, and do exactly what your imagination is telling you to do. Take notes, because that's not anything that you're imagining. That's your ancestors that are speaking to you. Take notes, because they are going to guide you in the process. But trust them. Trust them. If you have a mentality of people being negative around you, change your way of thinking. Change how you think. Change how you view your life. Start looking at personal development information, personal development books, mindset books, and change your thinking. Because mindset is a big, huge part of our equation in consciousness that people ain't paying attention to. And yes, I can say it louder for the people in the back. Y'all heard? So, just get that crown. Get that crown. I want you telling me. I want you to go into my Instagram. And I want you to send me a DM. And I want you to say, yo, Voodoo, you don't even know how my life has changed. By what you speak about and by what you do. I want to hear that. I'm not here to be this superhero, you know, that everybody, you know, I'm here to create superheroes. So we all could be superheroes together. Make sure that you subscribe to my YouTube channel if you are listening through my YouTube. And also, make sure that you subscribe to my Instagram, Voodoo Priest Man, both. I hope this goes inside your brain. And I pray that all the things that I said, you guys put some type of emphasis. I love y'all. Until the next one. Boop, boop!